With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No word yet on the situation in Iran, where President Ibrahim Raisi's helicopter has gone down in the mountainous northwest part of the country. A major rescue operation and search continues. Former President Donald Trump not committed to accepting the 2024 election results.
Months before voters go to the polls, Trump is stoking doubts about the election's legitimacy. In recent interviews, he has refused to commit to accepting the results and has refused to rule out the potential for violence after November's election. President Biden called Trump's comments dangerous. The former president's allies are also noncommittal. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum declined in TV interviews to commit to accepting the election outcome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 11 people have been killed in attacks in Ukraine's early today, as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. Also at SRNnews.com, China announcing fresh measures to revive its real estate industry.
China's housing market has slumped after a recent crackdown on excessive borrowing by property developers. The result has slowed growth in the world's number two economy. Recent data shows housing prices slumped further in April. In response, the government has cut interest rates and freed billions of dollars of financing to help financially struggling developers. Local governments are being encouraged to buy apartments that are going unsold due to weak demand. George Williams reporting.
A former OpenAI leader who has resigned from the company says product safety has taken a backseat to shiny products at the AI company. Jan Leakey had run OpenAI Super Alignment Team. This is SRN News. An official with the Salvation Army calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signing a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms, locker rooms, and dorms in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. Now, the new statute requires all public education institutions in the state to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms. This is SRN News. A Texas judge ruling in favor of a Republican candidate. John Scott explains.
It was after a challenge to the results in a 2022 judicial race in the nation's third most populous county, Harris County, where Houston is located, a Democratic stronghold. Visiting Judge David Peoples agreed with claims made by a losing GOP candidate that she had lost her November 2022 judicial race because illegal votes had been cast. The judge has ordered that a new election be held. John Scott reporting.
Veteran political advisor Alice Stewart is dead. She had worked on a number of GOP presidential campaigns, including those of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Police say her body was found outdoors in the Bellevue neighborhood in Northern Virginia. They believe she suffered a medical episode. Alice Stewart was 58. More details at SRNnews.com.